The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show. 393-3700. Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Let's go out to our phones, 393-3700, the number to call. And let's start with Cal from Okemos. Hey, Cal.
Hey, how you doing, Jack? It's me, Khalifa.
Khalifa.
How are you? What's going on?
Hey, you had a game last night, huh?
Yes, I did the Holt game last night.
Yeah, Howell looked pretty good, I understand.
Yeah, man, Holt didn't have a chance, you know.
Well, you have a question for my partner?
Yeah, he's saying he graduated from Michigan. Yes. Did he really go to Michigan?
Did I what?
No, did Tom go to Michigan for real?
Yes, I went. Yeah, I went and graduated in 79.
70, because you don't sound like it, man. Everything you say in the thing doesn't make no sense to me.
Really? Explain what, because you're not the first person to say that.
No, at most, you know, no offense to community colleges, but you sound like more of a community college guy, you know, really. you make no sense to me. Let's talk about Michigan's probation, you know. Whatever Michigan does, man, they got 1 year probation for cheating again. And I really, really, I'm not happy about that. Now,
well,
I'm missing
where you're going with this.
Yeah, because listen to this. Michigan cheated in basketball for years and years and years, and nothing happened, okay? Then they cheated in football because the guy said, you know, we didn't practice. He said he didn't do it. You know what I mean? They're practicing more than they should, you know? And then he said, I didn't do it, okay? And then they find out he did, and then they get 1 year probation.
Well, they got one year extra, so it's actually 3 years.
If you don't think the basketball program took a hit from what happened with the Fab Five,
yeah.
Look, go through and evaluate 12 years of complete demise since 1998 to say that there's been no negative impact on that. Every empty seat you can attribute to what that basketball program went through.
But that's not enough. It's not enough. When Michigan State went on probation on football in 73, we suffered. We just brought our program back just recently.
Well, they both got 3 years probation, but there's a difference.
The Fab Five are on the payroll. God knows what they're doing, you know. And the program at Michigan should have the death penalty, man. They shouldn't have basketball.
Okay,
yet.
Good input.
Thanks, Khalifa. I appreciate the call. You've seen Cal on the sidelines a lot. I know that.
I've never heard of him. Never
really?
Heard of him. No, I don't know who he is, but. Out to the phones we go.
All right. Let's try Mark from East Lansing. Hey, Mark, how are you? I knew that would get your call.
I'm great now.
You know Khalifa?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Did
Why should we know Khalifa? Why should
He's
we know
around this? Here for I know you'd know him if you saw him. He does. He referees. He does a lot of things.
Okay.
Oh, good. I probably do know him then.
Yeah, yeah.
He referees...
He does a lot of high school football games.
Yeah, he's regular people sports.
Regular people
sports. I've never heard of that. What's on your mind, Mark?
Nothing, man. Are you going to the game?
Oh yeah. I'm not. Right. Of course, I'm going to the game. But I'm telling you what. I hope the sun shines because I went to that Central game last night. I'm still thawing out from that thing.
Yeah, it's out. This light's gonna be out all day. So. Yeah.
Hey, Mark. I want to take a little different tact here with what happened with the NCAA. And even though there was another year of probation added to this, I saw this as a positive for Rich Rodriguez. It said that he was not directly implicated. George Perlis got that same message from the NCAA back in 1994. So I think that means if Michigan wants to get rid of Rich Rodriguez, they're going to have to do it not based on anything that happened because of too much practice.
Brandon pretty much said that a couple of months ago when he said that our investigation revealed that his involvement was minimal and that he was going to be our coach going forward. So even if the NCAA had come back with something a little more damning, that the university kind of boxed itself in earlier with that comment.
Hey, Mark, can you turn your radio down? We're getting some feedback off of that.
Yep, it's off.
Okay, great. You know, I think a lot of people are looking at this game, Tom, and we said this again last week with Joe Paterno and Rich Rodriguez, but this is a critical game.
Oh, it's
a
huge game.
For the Michigan
program. Well, yeah, absolutely, because if they lose this, I just think that, you know, going down to Ross-Ade Stadium, that, you know, that's going to be a tough line. Then you got Whiskey and you got the Bucks after that, two physical
teams. And if they win, they could win eight games.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, and yet this is a very good Illinois team. Mark, what are your thoughts about, what are you expecting down in Ann Arbor today?
I don't know. I like Illinois' defense particularly. I think the offense is starting to distinguish itself. Michigan's defense can't stop anybody. I was at the game last weekend, and it became very clear, if it hadn't been already, this defense can't stop anybody. Just lost probably their best defensive back. And I say best only in a relative sense. So I don't know. I learned a lot about Illinois this week, but I got a lot of respect for their defense and what they've been able to do defensively. So
here's what Illinois has done. They allowed 23 points to Missouri, 24 to Ohio State, 26 to Michigan State. Has not allowed more than 26 points in a game this year. And every other Big Ten school has allowed 30 at least once.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good. And so, and they're going to play. They play a pro style defense. It's going to be interesting to see how they deploy to defend this spread. So we'll find out about the spread today.
Yeah, we are.
And, we'll find out about that Illinois defense, and you know, Illinois' offense should be able to move the ball down the field on Michigan. Michigan might get lucky and be able to stop them occasionally, but Michigan's going to have to be more efficient. Right now, they're scoring at a pretty decent clip, but they're going to have to score at probably a 75% clip in order
Exactly. It's like shooting percentage. It's like shooting percentage in, you know, a version of football. You got to shoot 75% from the field. I mean, it's crazy what the demands on the offense.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. You know, it's funny you say that, because I had a chance to chat with Raleigh Massimino.
A little mozzarella.
He was a coach at Cleveland State. We were talking about the Villanova-Georgetown game.
Well, they had to play a perfect game.
They had to play a perfect game.
And they only won by two.
And they did. And they won by two.
And they won by two playing a perfect game.
Yeah. And if they'd shot 75% in the second half, that wouldn't have been enough.
No.
They had to do a little better than that.
an epitomized efficiency, if you will, for the Villanova Wildcats.
We will be back in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to talk with Angelique Shekelis.
I talked to my angel.
And we do have these Michigan State tickets for the Minnesota game. We're going to give those away at 9:50, okay? So if you're interested in going to the game, we got a couple of ways you can win. We got a couple of questions we're going to throw out there. And if you have the answers to those, you'll be going to the Michigan State Minnesota game on us. All right. We will be back, and we'll be talking with the angel of the big house, Angelique Shekelis of the Detroit News. Coming up next, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.